For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Tom Angel, and I'm the campaign's director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy.
Tell us about your involvement with the ACLU and this move for an injunction on the anti-education drug law.
Well, in March, SSDP partnered with the ACLU to file a federal lawsuit claiming that the law that denies financial aid to college students with drug convictions is unconstitutional because it violates the double jeopardy provision of the U.S. Constitution. Basically, the law punishes students twice for the same crime. Anybody who loses their financial aid under this law has already been punished through the criminal justice system and been sentenced. And so taking away their access to education in addition to that is not only senseless and leads to more drug abuse in our country, but it is unconstitutional because it's a second punishment for that same crime. Recently, we filed a motion for a preliminary injunction, hoping to prevent the Department of Education from stripping financial aid from any more students with drug convictions while the lawsuit moves forward. Also, the government filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, basically trying to kick us out of court and saying that we didn't have anything of merit to say. Hopefully, the judge will deny the government's motion and allow the case to move forward. We also hope that the judge will support our motion for an injunction and stop the government from taking away financial aid from students with drug convictions while he weighs the larger claim.
You know, Tom, we've talked about this, and there is another, I think, very obviously unconstitutional issue, and that's the fact that it's applied unevenly. It's applied for drug convictions, whereas murderers, rapists, etc., can still get those education loans.
That's absolutely right. This law only takes away financial aid from students with drug convictions. Murderers, rapists, arsonists, and burglars, and people who have committed other crimes, are all still eligible to receive financial aid. So if a student gets caught with a single marijuana cigarette, they're automatically denied, but murderers and rapists are still eligible to apply for federal financial aid to go to college, and that's totally senseless.
Indeed it is. If folks want to learn more about your efforts and about SSDP, please send them to your location on the web.
If people want to find out how to get involved with SSDP and try to stop the harmful effects that the war on drugs has on young people, they can visit our website online at www.schoolsnotprisons.com.
Be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage Show when our guest will be Nell Bernstein, author of All Alone in the World, Children of the Incarcerated. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.